when you're able to walk up into that room or that stage and you are authentic in who you are, your voice is really calm, you're real, you're present, you're honest, you're vulnerable, you're real. And when we do that, there's nobody else like you out there.
Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs. I am so excited to introduce my guest today, Erin Duffy. Welcome on the show.
Thank you, Tori. It's so good to be with you. I'm really excited for this conversation.
So for the listeners who may not know you, let's jump right in and have you tell us what inspired your journey into executive stage presence coaching, and why is that so important to you?
You know, I think what inspired me, so I had for many, many years, I had what I call a dual career. So on one hand, I was in business. I was at an agency there in Silicon Valley for many years, climbed up the ladder, was in leadership, the executive team, the whole bit. And so fully on business, loved it. And at the same time, I was a professional singer actor. Performing on many stages, lots of musicals, lots of plays, as well as a singer in like clubs, as well as doing what I call cabaret singing. And cabaret singing, which was really my love, is really telling the story of a song and on a very intimate stage and making a really deep connection with the audience through story and song. And so I did this, Tori, for about 25 plus years. And there came a time in my career, right around like I would say the 2015-16 timeframe, when I really felt this desire to merge my two careers together. I was kind of tired of the doing the two. Like I just feel I was kind of not as excited about them as I was before, and I wanted to do something more. And so I eventually left my job there in Silicon Valley. And at the same time, my performing career, I was still performing, but I was doing a little bit more producing and doing more thinking and that kind of stuff. And I gave myself some white space and kind of did a deep dive into what do I want to do next. And what ended up happening is that phrase I said to myself, I really wish I could merge my two careers together, started to come up as I was doing that deep dive. Yeah. And I was kind of working with a business coach at that time. It was a really career coach helping me. And she was really helping me dive deep into what is it that you're most passionate about? What is it, the one thing that you can do that no one else can do, that you're extremely passionate about, that you could stand on a soapbox and just talk about all day? And I remember saying to her, that, you know, if I could help business professionals find and own their unique voice, they have no competition.
Oh, I love that.
And it was through that line that my business was birthed. And it really came out of my experiences, not just in theater and in performing, but being in the business world for so many years, you know, being in those meeting rooms, being in those boardrooms, you know, watching business professionals getting up and presenting or leading a room, myself included, and realizing there was this uncomfortable nature.
Yeah.
And they were not really bringing their authentic self to the room. But when they did, it made such a difference to the room. And I know when I had my own personal experience of when I finally cracked through holding myself back in a room and just bringing Aaron fully to it, I made a huge difference in a massive contract we were going through. And it was that moment, this was like 20 years ago, when I thought there was an aha moment, like, wow, if I could do that every time, I feel comfortable and I pull the room towards me, it made a big difference. So it was that that inspired me to create my business centered around helping, you know, business professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs who really are uncomfortable being the face of their business or being in the room or having to be on camera. They're uncomfortable, and helping them to find their authentic presence, become comfortable and confident in that, and being able to bring that to the stage every time. And Tori, when I say the stage for me and for all of you is every room you walk into.
Absolutely.
Whether it's kind of one-on-one you and I are doing, you know, all the way up to a room full of 5,000 people. It's you bringing that same person, that authentic self every time, and but you being very comfortable about it. And I realized I had the formula. I knew how to teach this because I'd lived in that performing world for years and taking the best aspects of that and bringing it to that world of business that I've been in my whole life and helping those business professionals feel really comfortable and confident, you know, with their own executive stage presence.
Yeah, I love this story so much because it's, you talk about like almost living these dual lives, right? Like you had this cabaret side, the stage, the performing, and then you had your job, right? Where you did the corporate executive work and it was there, but it wasn't your passion. And it's so, I think this is where magic happens, is when you really merge those two, right? Like something that you're great at, something that you love, and put those two things together, that's when the magic happens. And that's when you truly find your zone of genius, I think. And being able to do what you do to help other people, it's like the impact is so limitless, right? By the work that you do to help somebody find their voice, be confident in speaking up or standing up or whatever it might be, think about the impact that they're going to make, not only for their business, but for themselves and their family.
Absolutely. And here's the thing also, you know, when we are comfortable and we are confident in our voice and we share that out every time, it not only makes a difference for ourselves, but it makes an incredible experience and a difference for the audience. No matter who, if it's your team, if it's, let's say, the investors, the board, you know, people you're doing a keynote, if you do that, what you're doing is you're telling them, hey, it's okay to be your authentic self. And what you're doing is you're pulling them in and they want what you're doing up there. How did she do that? How did he do that? And it's like right away, you're making this real deep connection with the audience. And when that happens, you're also making a difference in their life, their career.
Yeah. So what does stage presence, quote unquote, stage presence really mean? How would you define that in this conversation?
Well, yeah, the stage presence for me is when you're able to walk up into that room or that stage and you are authentic in who you are. Your voice is really calm. You're real. You're present. You're honest. You're vulnerable. You're real. And when we do that, it makes such a difference because here's the thing. Audiences can tell when we're faking it.
Yeah.
They know it right away, right? You and I both know this. We've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
But gosh darn, I bet everybody who's listening to this, and you and I both have examples, we've seen what people who do know how to do that, where we feel like we're sitting in their living room. They're not on a big stage, where they have this ability to create this connection and this level of intimacy where you just want to hear them. And so that's you bringing your authentic presence to that stage. And when you do that, well, again, there's nobody else like you out there.
Yeah.
And so you're automatically making the connection. And here's the thing, every audience, I love telling this to my clients, the audience really is not waiting for you to fail. A lot of us in our brains think, oh God, they're just waiting for me to fall and fail. Like
Yeah.
we have this, like everybody has this part in their brain. And what's so fascinating is here's the audience. They so want you to succeed. They are just hoping they get to sit back and just enjoy you, and they're cheering you on.
Yeah.
And we have to believe that, because when we start to believe that, we then have a much easier way of bringing our presence to stage
Yeah.
and be very authentic and real, and also no longer competing with other people or no
Yeah.
longer comparing yourself to other people. That's the beauty of really owning your stage presence. When you really know who you are and you accept that and you own it and you bring it every time, you suddenly are no longer comparing yourself to the person who went before you,
Yep.
or like comparing yourself or competing with other people you think are your competitors.
Yeah.
When you really own your presence, you no longer are worried about that anymore, because there's nobody like you out there.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know?
And I think the authentic part of it is so important, especially now in this day and age that we're in, when it comes to technology and AI and bots. And I often tell people when I record my podcast, I want it to be raw. I want it to be, ums and pauses, like all the real like things that happen, because there's so many times where somebody can look so polished that it's unbelievable, and you're like, that's not real. And now it could be some AI bot that is talking and speaking for you. So I think the authenticity piece, not only people connect with it because it's believable, but I think it, like you said, it sets you apart, and you don't have to be perfect or extremely articulate in order to be a great speaker. You have to come with your true vulnerability and authentic self and leading with service and purpose in order to be considered a great speaker or presenter, in my opinion.
I mean, the interesting thing is that when we do like, oops, mess up or say a funny word or whatever, and we're like, oh gosh, sorry guys, right away, you're making a deeper connection with the audience, because you
Yeah.
know what happens? They're like, oh,
I've
she's,
done
oh my
that.
God, she's human. Oh my God. Like you're letting people breathe when we show up authentically that way.
Yeah.
And I learned this lesson, or I remember learning this, and I was so grateful for it. So incredibly grateful, because this is many years ago, but 20 years ago, I was at the Cabaret Conference at Yale University. They used to do this every year. 36 performers from around the world would go and just learn cabaret from the greatest cabaret performers around. And it was just an incredible intensive. And one of the singers, one of the teachers, all the teachers would perform. Every night there was a performance,
Yeah.
and it was her night to perform. And she was an excellent singer and an excellent performer and an amazing cabaret singer. And I'll never forget, I've been learning from her all week. She gets up and she starts, she has a band behind her, and she starts a number and she's singing. And all of a sudden she's like, okay, totally forgot my lyrics. Hold. And she turned back to the band and said, let's start that over again. And then she just started, went on. And I'm telling you, Tori, I was like, when that was over, I went up to her, because it was at the bar afterwards, right? And I said, thank you. Thank you for the greatest lesson I could have ever learned tonight.
Yeah.
Because I have lived in the world of you have to be perfect. And if
Yep.
you're not perfect, you're a failure. And you just showed me tonight that, oh, it's okay to be real. It's
Yeah.
okay to be human. I go, you had the audience in the palm of your hand in that moment,
Oh,
because
yeah.
everybody said, oh my God, she's so funny. And oh my God, she even messes up, but look how fabulous she is. Like, no one even thought about that she made a mistake. It was like,
Yeah.
oh, she just taught me the greatest lesson that evening. And I'll never forget it. And I've seen that happen ever since on other stages. And I'm always
Yeah.
so grateful when
Yeah.
the person up there doesn't beat themselves up, like, oh shoot.
Yep.
They're like, oh God, guys, sorry about that. Let me try that over again.
One
And
more
then
time.
boom, the audience is just like, yes, oh God, I love this person because you're human.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know one of the other things that you talk about is owning the room before you even speak. So can you talk about what that means? Like the preparation before you get to the stage, what does that look like?
Yes, and I always call it everybody should have their own pregame. And what that looks like is, first of all, the minute you walk in the room, you're on stage. So it's not the minute you walk on that stage, turn and look at the audience. That's not when all of a sudden you start. It's as soon as you walk in that room. And so what is your practice to get you ready for that so that you are comfortable and confident and calm and present? And everybody has to have their own pregame. Sometimes I'm like, well, I have a whole list of the 10, I call it my 10 steps to avoiding stage fright, which I can share with your audience, which a lot of my pregame stuff's in there. And it's
Yeah.
sort of like, breathe, do some breathing. If you need quiet time before you go on, insist on the quiet time for sure. Like, don't, like, hey guys, leave me alone 15 minutes. I need to breathe and be focused. And then I'll walk in, drink lots of water, make sure you're moving. You gotta move. And also, my number one thing, especially if you're a speaker or you're going having to present or something, make sure that you arrive early.
Oh,
Always
yeah.
arrive early. Never, never, never just come flying in the door and do your thing. Because here's the thing, tech happens. There's always, right, Tori? There's always a tech problem. So you need to own that. Show up, check your mic, check your, like, if your computer, you have slides, make sure that the lights are working. Make sure if there's a confidence monitor that it's working, that it's set up. And greatest thing you can do, walk the room.
Oh, I love that.
Walk the room. Get on that stage, walk the stage, look at where the audience is going to be. Are they sitting in chairs? Are they sitting on tables? Are they sitting in rows? Pretend that they're there and breathe in this room. Center yourself on that stage
That's
way before anybody
amazing.
gets there.
Yeah.
That is so key because you have now already owned the room before the audience even walks in.
Love that. I
You
love that.
know? And then once you are on the stage, you get to take the little bit of time, take your time walking up on that stage, walk to the mic or the podium, whatever it is. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel them both. Center yourself, ground yourself, look at the audience, kind of smile, take a breath, and then go. And
Yeah.
what happens in that moment is you're telling your audience that, hey, I've got this. Sit back, enjoy. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
They right away already know you're owning that stage.
Well, and
And
I
it's
think
really powerful.
one of the other things kind of you mentioned kind of slightly is pause, right? But I think
Yes.
also some people find the silence to be uncomfortable or like the pause to be uncomfortable. And often you feel like you have to hurry up and say something because nobody's talking. It's quiet. We've got to get through this, right? And so it's like almost really like it's okay if you have a moment of pause because in reality, it may feel like a minute in your head,
Yeah.
but it's probably like 3 seconds in reality.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, yes. And what's great about the pause is the pause allows you, and you're right, it is only like 3 seconds, seriously. It ends up being that you're like, it feels like a minute. What happens in that pause is that you are not only grounding yourself in that stage, but you're also relaxing your shoulders, your hands, you're breathing through and take that deep cleansing breath. Because what you're doing is you are filling your body with this really calm energy, which then allows you to take all the energy you have in you and give it to your audience.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you see people run up on the stage and then they just start right off without taking just even a moment to just settle in and take in that stage, what happens is you can see they run out of breath.
Yeah.
And they
Yeah.
almost seem like, okay, all right, let's get going. And before you know it, like this, they have this sort of energy that tends to almost feel inauthentic because they haven't given themselves the moment to just own that moment. And
Yeah.
here's the thing, you get to own the moment.
Yeah.
There's nobody telling you, hey, you know what? Hurry up. No,
Yeah.
they're not. It's your moment. So take it because it only empowers you to really bring your full presence at that time.
Yeah. So how does this tie into visibility?
Well, I think it's huge for visibility because as business owners, entrepreneurs, one of the biggest things that you have to do is be present. You have to bring your presence to every room you walk into. So it could be that you're talking to investors, right? Or you might be talking to potential new clients, or you're networking, or you're asked to get up for 10 minutes and speak about your business. Whatever it is, that's all visibility. And the fact of the matter is, how do you want that visibility to come off? If you're nervous and you're tongue-tied and you don't even recognize your voice, or you're not calm, collected, that's part of your visibility. And the audience can read that. So the question is, how do you want to show up? Well, we want you to show up in the brand that you're bringing, which is you. You know, you are your own personal brand for your business. And people are looking to you as the expert, as a thought leader, and they want to know you. So it's really important for you to be able to bring your real human authentic self every time and not get tied up in, which I've had many clients who say, when I get in front of a room, I feel like there's a wall, an invisible wall between me and the audience, and I don't feel like I can be myself, you know, or I do not recognize my voice, or I get so dry that I stop halfway through a sentence to catch my breath. You know, and all of that becomes part of your visibility. And so that's
Absolutely.
why really owning your stage presence is imperative as a business owner and entrepreneur for your business.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I love that.
So, Aaron, let's wrap this up. And if you could give one piece of advice for our listeners, what would that piece of advice be?
Well, if you are an entrepreneur or a business owner, I think the number one thing that you need to do for yourself in your business is to really take the time and become really comfortable with who you are and comfortable with your voice and understand your voice really well, because that is going to be key to growing your business, because you are the face of your business. So people are looking to you for your expertise. What do you have to bring? What are you doing for me? Potential clients saying, right? And they want you. That's what your business wants. They want you. So you have to get really comfortable being that face of your business and owning your unique voice. And no longer compare yourself to to whoever out there is your competitor. Don't compare yourself to them at all. You're wasting time and energy. And by the way, nobody wants a version of somebody else. They want you. So you have to really get comfortable with that for yourself.
Oh, so amazing. I love that advice. And I think everyone listening that if you take only one thing from this, that I think is the biggest thing that you need to you listen to, re-listen to, because it's very powerful. So, Aaron, thank you so much for being a guest and sharing your knowledge and your expertise and just being here today and sharing your authentic and true self.
Absolutely, Tori. Thank you so much. And just thank you for this podcast. It's brilliant. And I'm so glad you're sharing these incredible lessons to all these business owners and entrepreneurs. It's just, I love your interviews. So keep doing what you do.
Thank you. If people want to get in touch with you or connect with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch. Well, I'm definitely on LinkedIn, so find me on LinkedIn. I also have my website, which is Inspiration Squared, which and squared is SQRD.com. And you can go find me there. But also, I have a newsletter that I publish every week that has a tip on executive presence, a video tip. So feel free to sign up for the newsletter. And then also that those same videos are on my YouTube channel. So you can find me on my YouTube channel, which all of my tips are there. So if you're interested in learning more and more stage presence tips, find me on over there on my YouTube channel.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much, Tori.